ready.
Okay, we are recording because we have to record because fucking ass cheeks.
So, ass internet.
So fucking what, Shane?
Yes, we have to record because of ass cheeks.
Yes.
Live streaming can't do it. Ass cheeks.
Ass cheeks. Yep. Fucking
ass Comcast.
Hey, if
ass
you've been, if you have been paying attention over on the Discord, there's been a lot of ass cheeks.
I'll tell you something right now.
Yeah, that's true. What the fuck?
Because my phone goes off. And for the Discord. So when I open it and I hit it, it takes me straight to the you know what.
Look.
I'm sitting out there at work and I'm like,
fucking
let me
awesome.
Let me teach you a trick, Shane. Next time that a Discord thing pops up on your phone,
yeah,
slide it down and look at the notification as if it were a text from some random motherfucking phone number. And see what the fuck they want to say.
It says what channel it's posting
in. If it says porn with Reploid Bill or hentai with Reploid Bill, don't fucking open it.
If it's anything that Seth has said on Discord, don't open it.
Oh, to be fair, I'm not the one that's sending porn.
Not right now. There's another dude doing it.
Bio Jeffrey has been flooding worse than I have.
Yeah, he's been flooding the freaking Discord. And I'm at work.
Seth has finally given up the mantle.
I haven't given up the mantle. I've been busy at work. In fact, yesterday when he was throwing down, I was at work throwing down titties since I work from home. So ain't no motherfucker looking over my shoulder but my cat who don't give a fuck.
That cat's
hey,
buddy.
I'm going to
report that.
For some random reason.
I'm going to laugh when he goes back into work and like, Seth, how was your time off? And like, you know, working from home is cool and everything. Yeah? Yeah? Posting titties, huh?
Posting titties on fucking company time.
Dude, no, there's been weird, crazy. There's a lot of weird leeway that's taking place right now because the world is all fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
And like there's people that don't know how fucking technology works.
There's been motherfuckers on literally work conference calls streaming porn.
Yeah.
Nice. Yes.
They're like, so,
there was one lady that didn't realize, I guess she like got herself all put together and whatnot and got on the deal and then did the whole fucking meeting and then didn't know how to exit the meeting or whatever. So she thought that she'd exit the meeting, but all she did was X the screen.
Yep.
So she was still on the meeting and then just like, I guess got fucking naked. Because she was working from home, so she was just like, no, if that's fucking over, whoosh, whoosh. And they were trying to tell her, they were like, no, wait. And they kept fucking sending her pings or whatever, but she'd already X'd the thing and didn't have her phone or whatever, so fuck. Oops.
Yep, oops.
It's going to be really interesting to go
back into the office
personally.
It's like the guy, I can't remember if it was in Mexico or Brazil, who literally got in trouble with his girlfriend. Because while he was doing a live stream for the news, his girlfriend walked in front of the camera naked. By the way, it wasn't the girlfriend who was mad. It was his other girlfriend who walked in front of the camera.
Oh, I heard
naked.
About that shit. Yeah, he got fucking busted with his other lady, his mistress.
Yeah. So people are doing some crazy shit right now. And
dude,
to be fair,
when a motherfucker is home... See, that's just it.
When a motherfucker's home, they're home.
Yeah, when
somebody pays their rent.
The guy you know at work is not the same fucking guy. He's not, because there's a certain point. Even if you work in a fucking factory like we do, there's a certain level of professionalism that goes with you to said factory.
Yep.
So, like, when that's not there, when your ass is home, That's your space. And some of these people don't realize just how open the motherfucking world is.
Right.
So they're accidentally broadcasting their space.
Well, that kind of happened to me when we were off for the 2 months. We had meetings and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Through the Zoom. So I had my
phone. You got naked on the camera and was like, woo, helicoptering and shit. It was like, it's my space. It's my space.
Right.
No, and they were like, Shane, what the fuck?
No, well, no, because nobody uses MySpace anymore. That's just them.
Well, so when the meeting started, you know, I turned my camera on and everything. And they were like, Shane's over there playing PlayStation.
Shane's
And I had my PlayStation controller in my hand. They saw the light.
Yeah.
So I was like, you got caught playing PlayStation while you were supposed to be fucking working.
That was fucking awesome.
So what I did was, no, and I turned my camera off.
Are you seriously? Every meeting that we had nothing. Since then has my picture on Facebook. They
don't know what I'm doing. Oh, that's bullshit.
Fucking goddamn it, Shane. And to be fair, I could easily get away with that shit at work because a lot of my job is sitting around waiting. So if I could take 2 minutes to fucking pull something up and
that's
go,
my job too,
okay,
right?
Read a
say,
comment.
That's all Shane does. Shane right. is a professional waiter.
Waiter, yeah, I know.
And I mean for waiting time. For work, not waiting on people.
Yeah. Right.
I go to work. I start at 6:30 in the morning, and we get there. The first hour, I'm just, you know.
Right.
And in fact, I do. I take like yesterday, my last break, dude. I sat there at 1 o'clock. I didn't get off my ass until 2 o'clock. I'm just like. What the fuck you want me to do?
Right. Well, like I said, it doesn't kill me to literally, while I'm in the middle of tip typing something, open my phone, which is should already be open with music playing, fucking hit the button, see who said what, read the comment, okay, cool, go back to clickety-clacking, okay, that's done, and then I can reply to the comment and fucking move on.
Dude, I had some
people do that shit at work all day long while they're at the office doing shit.
I got some weird looks at work, over the week, because at breaks, so my lunch break and my two breaks, I'm sitting there.
Right.
You got my phone right there, and people are walking by, like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm watching Power Rangers. Like, why? I'm like, because I like it.
Because we have a show.
And there's a couple of guys, I'm like, because I do podcasting. I have to watch it.
Right. Well, to be fair, luckily nobody knows, at least that I know of, nobody at work knows the shows. Mm-hmm. Like, I think there's, like, one or two people that I told about it, and I know they're never going to fucking watch it.
I ran into the problem again. I actually talked to one of our new guys
uh-huh.
that we got this week. I'm like, dude, when I was working at Caterpillar, I had a handful of people I could talk fandom with. I'm so glad you're here, dude, because you play video games. I have not had that since I've been here. I go up and I'm like, what do you guys do? You guys play video games? No, not really. Oh, okay. Next guy.
Like, we hang dead animals on the wall.
Yep.
Oh.
Sometimes they might still be a little alive.
Shoot animals in a video game.
we're practically the same guy, me and
Man,
you.
Nah. We're like brothers in a way.
They're like, you're really stretching it here, fucking no gun.
Alright.
You're right, I don't have
but
to.
I would say now that we're done dicking around and trying to cheer ourselves up from ass internet, let's get into this ass.
Welcome to
episodes.
The Sentai Review, episode 216.
Lost.
A new freaking lost galaxy. It's time to go into a new Ranger series. We're going to talk about this here lost galaxy because it's galaxy and they like misplaced it, and so it's like in that box where
it's not
it's
found.
Like it's not found. So it's just lost.
Galaxy
nobody
not found.
Nobody yes, brought yes. it to the counter, so it's not been put in the box where you can steal shit that other people. It's blatantly not fucking yours.
Blue screen.
But it's in the lost and found, so you can just take it.
So basically, from the success of Power Rangers in space, we get another spacey type.
Space!
Power Rangers yep. series.
Thank you, Tim Curry.
Now, to be fair, technically we have to have another spacey type, but we'll get to that when we get to that.
And it won't take that long.
No. So, Reploid Bill, William Bush.
Seth Lovell, Saria.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree, Proto Guy.
Nick Bennett, Lone Paladin. That's right, I'm actually here for one of these!
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. Alright guys, I'll leave you alone. So, we are covering the first two episodes of Lost Galaxy.
So, we start with episode one, the opening theme.
Space! We actually don't start with the opening theme. We start with space, and then a vortexy hole
frontier.
In space,
okay, first off,
and then a fucking planet.
And a not-too-distant future.
Oh, we're annoying.
Next Sunday mm-hmm. AD.
Okay.
Yep.
Most Power Rangers episodes start with the theme. I'm sorry the first episode doesn't.
Yeah. No, this one, it starts off with narration of an old man saying, there's a great power that we have, and the fucking people need to pull the sword out of the stone. And
we'll plan it.
Actually, just prior to that, he's like, the Earth is on a search for a new world. But let's not go there right now.
I'm going to bring something up right off the bat. This guy is telling a legend.
Yep.
That's fucking important. There is a reason that's important. I want you to keep in mind something, because I'm going to be bringing some stuff up that's really big stuff. Do you know how legends work?
They get passed down amongst the ages.
And oftentimes they're based on some kind of real shit.
Yes.
Yep. And they lose bits and pieces along the way.
Yep. Like just how old something really is.
Yes.
Kind of like the legend of Bill's dad and his golden toe.
These have been here for longer than 3,000 years.
Yep.
They say 3,000.
I know they have.
Mm-hmm.
They say 3,000.
But this is a legend.
That's where, like, history kind of gets cut off.
Yep.
Look at their people.
They're very much a...
They're incredibly fucking primitive, living in mud shacks. There's no real technology to speak of or anything of the sort. No,
Miranoi is a jungle planet.
Written history may have only began 3,000 years ago.
Right. Yep.
Keep that in mind, because I'm going to tell you where these fucking things came from.
Yep.
I know where they came from.
For anybody that doesn't know, those five sabers are the Quasar sabers, or the swords in the stone.
Times four, five.
Yep.
There's an old man telling a legend to his people.
Anthony Hopkins or Olden?
I'm assuming that he's like the village leader.
Kind of like, we're looking at a primitive society that builds on, like, there's an elder of said village.
Yes. Yep.
And he's like the wise one that passes the stories down the line.
There's one person whose family lineage can actually make it to 70.
Yeah.
Off eating dinosaur meat and rocks.
Damn right. Tasty rock stew, goddammit.
And for whatever reason, there is a tradition where they know about these heroes that existed. There's these fucking sword things in the rock, which are very obviously made from a technology that they don't fucking have, like you could tell. So they didn't make these things. These things were put there. And every so many years, I don't know if it's every year or every so many years, a group of acclaimed warriors will come and test the possibility of pulling from these rocks.
To see if they're worthy.
Almost like the Excalibur idea.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
This is all, for all intents and purposes.
And they think without a doubt that is kind of what this is. They're looking at it in that, if because nobody's been able to do it.
Nope. Not yet.
If somebody can pull this thing, they're chosen. They're a king.
The thing. In their story, for 3,000 years, these swords have been in the stone. Nobody's been able to pull them out.
Right.
So
people from all over the fucking gaff are like...
All over the planet.
No, all over the galaxy.
He says galaxy. Oh, yes, he says galaxy, but nobody is out of place.
Yeah.
Nobody I see is out of place.
Now... The best place to hide, you know, five powerful mystical swords is on a backwater-ass planet.
I mean, it worked for Yoda.
Yes.
With no tech and everything, it's the best place to hide it.
Again, it worked
this
for Yoda.
This is the lost galaxy they're in, right?
I think so.
That is important. That is also extremely important to what we're looking at.
It has to be because...
This is not in our galaxy.
Nope.
There's a reason that's important.
That's a huge reason. And
this is in the Delta Quadrant.
There's a reason.
Yeah, no kidding.
As of right now, we have a safe galaxy.
We do.
Yeah.
Just the Earth shitty.
I'm going to go ahead and do it. If anybody watched In Space at the final episode, the Z-Wave went across our galaxy, the Milky Way galaxy. All enemies, bad guys, we're talking monsters, disintegrated. People of bad, like Zed and Rita, were cleansed.
Yes, if there was anything good about them, they were cleansed and somehow brought to a different standard.
Yep.
We always talked about, I've always wondered this myself, and I know we've talked about it, when the Z-Wave ripped across the galaxy, wiping out all evil, where did it stop at? Because there are billions of galaxies in our universe.
It dissipated as it went. Zordon is not omnipotent.
No, he's not.
Which means that though he had an extreme amount of power built up over thousands of years and his connection to the grid, he cleansed our galaxy, and that's important.
Yes, because our galaxy is safe as of right now. It is safe. We have a, you know, come to the Milky Way galaxy. It's a good galaxy.
And, until you get about...
Damn you, tiki gods!
Yeah, until you get about 10 or 15 minutes into one of the episodes, but, you know. Yeah.
So they're telling this legend, and now we got some people trying to pull the sword out of the stone.
And all of that dude, dude literally bends the sword.
All of them come from here.
Now,
all of them. Yeah. That's important. I'm telling you, nobody here is like out of place.
Now,
they say people from all over the galaxy, but none of these motherfuckers came from anywhere but here.
They're pulling the pink quasar saber. So whoever gets, whoever pulls that out is the Pink Ranger.
I thought it was like the yellow one that they pulled.
Okay, so upon this new trial where they're trying to pull the sabers one more time for however many years this always happens.
Bee putties!
They get invaded by fucking bee putties. The worst fucking putties in the history of Power Rangers.
Watching this episode, I know what you were talking about a long time ago, how they have, like, no hands.
They don't have any hands.
They can make, actually, they, yes, they do. On their hands.
Yeah.
They actually do have
hands. I actually have a screenshot of it, but it's in, like, episode 3, yes. I believe.
I would have to see it.
Because
so far, even when he grabs the other soldier in this episode, he just puts a stinger up on his shoulder.
Now, it looks like the stingers are a weapon that they can put on. But they do have...
You'll see them walking around, and towards the end of the series, they have to have assistance to put on their fucking suicide backpacks, because they can't put them on.
See, I got the photo. Like I said, I think that's episode 3, so we're not there yet.
That could very well be a certain breed or a fucking fuck-up in the production.
It could be. Because
I'm telling you, they don't have hands.
Well, I mean, if you pay attention closely, some of them actually have fingers.
They're,
some of
they're
them
bees. No, yeah. The thing is, they're bees. The ones with fingers are probably the worker ones.
There could be something
possibly
to the extent going on.
Oh, because there's a
they
high
all bred.
In the
they're
high.
Bred in a ship.
Workers, soldiers, royal.
Right,
that's the way it goes.
Because, yeah, that's literally the clip that I stole that from.
See?
Because, like, the stingers literally go over the hands.
Yep.
But, like I said, that's in that episode.
So they come here, and they start fucking this place up. They're...
They start harassing the indigenous culture.
Okay.
They start kicking in the door of the locals, saying, "Hey, this is our shit now."
Now we get our one.
Then they start burning their women and raping
slow
their churches.
Motion bad guy.
That is a general.
Yeah, he's a badass. Okay.
He doesn't look like a badass.
And why is he here?
Is he trying to steal the sword?
This is actually very important. Where did the bad guys come from? Was my note, and then I said exactly what they're here for.
Okay, we all know what they're here for.
Found these swords and stone. As a bad guy, I'm sure to be worthy, or not.
He's not concerned about being worthy. He knows what they are. He knows where they are. He knows that he came here to take these, and he knows that they're considered to be of extreme power, legendary, unbeatable power.
He's doing this for the big baddie, who his name is...
He came here to get these sabers, which means these sabers are known to the bad guys of the galaxy more than the good guys of the galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
Bad goes back farther in legend.
It does, and there is a legitimate reason for that.
Because evil will always win, and good is dumb.
Now, he does try it like you said. He is going to attempt to pull it out and realize he can't pull it out. He's going to hit the rock with his sword.
Mm-hmm.
Because his assumption is it's fucking rock.
It's a rock.
Yep.
It's a rock.
Yep.
It's a magical rock.
Joke's on you, bitch. It's a Z rock.
Okay, that's Kai.
So now we're going to go. Yeah, okay. So he tries to get. He can't fucking get them out. He doesn't fucking know why. It's irritating. But he at least knows where they are now. Now we go into our series intro.
This is Kai, the Blue Ranger.
Kai will end up being our Blue Ranger. So far, he is the tactically sound, smart guy.
He's also the cook.
Yep.
Yes.
And the cook.
And there's 2 points to make out with him. First and foremost, every single time I kept seeing his ass, I was like, why does he look so familiar? Then it dawned on me. I do remember watching bits of this series when it was first airing, but I forgot his ass was also in CSI. So I was like, why does he look so familiar?
Oh,
that would fucking be why.
Yeah, this
is Damon.
We don't see this guy until the second episode, though.
Okay, Damon is... He's going to end up being our Green Ranger, and once again, he's the guy that will rush in. He's the strength, the viciousness of the team.
He's also the engineer. He's your mechanic.
Goddamn right. Somebody's got to keep this shit moving.
Yep. Which is why he's green. He knows how to fix it by smacking it with a wrench.
This is Leo. He is our Red Ranger.
Which will play into the passion aspect.
Yes.
Yep.
This is Kendrick, our Pink Ranger.
Which will play into the grace aspect, which you will see when they do the first fight.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And Maya, our Yellow Ranger.
Technically, she kind of has some grace too, so.
No.
She's exactly what I was trying to tell you guys. Yellow is the underdog or least experienced of the group every time.
Yep.
She's a primitive.
Now.
She's a primitive that doesn't really understand all this shit. They don't have Rangers where she's from. They just have legends.
She is from the planet Miranoi, where the Sabres are at. She's one of the people. Now, if you guys don't know, she doesn't look familiar to you, she's in another movie.
Not another teen movie. She does the nude walkthroughs. She's the transfer student.
Yes. Yep.
So,
And I can't remember, was it her or was it one of the others that ended up being in
fucking Nick grabs his phone!
Because I had a Facebook message pop up, you dick.
The second she's full-blown naked.
He was like, my phone is on the ground, I'm just going to get this.
Facebook.
Okay.
This is Bulk and Professor...
Phenomenous.
Yep, Phenomenous. And
we don't have skull.
No skull.
We're just gonna leave his ass.
First episode. He is in the first episode for
Skull's sleeping. Asleep, God damn it, tired motherfucker.
Trust me, I know what it's like to be a heavy sleeper.
Mm-hmm.
This is them running out of fire. Cool. Terra Venture.
We open with the idea that Earth is evidently fucked up. It makes perfect sense. Astronomer invaded the planet. This was not something like one country got wrecked.
It was the entire world.
When we wreck a country, it could take fucking literally over 100 years to put that shit back on track or fix it. It can. That's not a joke. They are still suffering effects of war in other areas and cannot climb out of the fucking rut.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what. They're just stuck in this perpetual garbage.
Japan is still feeling the effects of the atomic bomb.
Yep.
And that dropped in the 40s.
And Germany's still dealing with all the fucked up bullshit of World War II.
And so is Russia.
Yeah.
So, when you look at the way our world works, because it's based on an economic property, the whole fucking planet is based on an economic property, it could be very hard to fix damages done on a massive scale like war. This girl, Astronema, attacked the whole fucking planet. She invaded the whole fucking planet.
Well, technically she destroyed and invaded the whole galaxy, so...
The galaxy doesn't mean shit to Earth. She invaded our whole fucking planet.
We're the only life in this galaxy that we are aware of.
Yeah.
Now, when she did this, she caused massive damage to the infrastructure of the entire Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And every global system, every economic global system on the planet right now would be in harsh, harsh fucking recession.
Mm-hmm.
It would not be an overnight fix. Think of all, and also something else would have happened. An entire global infrastructure would have failed overnight. You know what that infrastructure was? Insurance.
Yep.
Insurance cannot fix the billions of fucking claims across the fucking planet due to, hey, last night fucking lasers blew up my car.
Yep.
Hey, the roof of my house got blown up.
Yep.
People are homeless. Homes are destroyed. Businesses are wrecked. Jobs are lost. Infrastructure is damaged. Money is bad. Nobody fucking fixed it. Nobody can fucking fix it.
So Taotsu's construction is out of work.
It could be.
Yeah.
This is not a small thing. Somebody has to pay him to do that. How can he build the buildings?
Yeah.
And who's got the money?
Because, a Best Buy explodes. They had an insurance policy with so-and-so. But at the same time, insurance is built on a simple understanding. This is real.
Did anybody else note who Bill goes for immediately?
What?
Best Buy.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, I did.
Best Buy blows up.
Best Buy explodes. Who's going to take care of that? Nobody. Nobody fucking cares. It's Best Buy. They should have fucking got off their asses and actually had customer service.
Best Buy has an insurance policy, and that insurance policy is not covered. And here's why. Because the way insurance works is all of us in this room get medical insurance. Every single one of us. And that's a single company that handles all of our medical insurances. Now, we're only paying in so much per month. We pay that premium and yada yada, and it goes in, and then that goes into a type of bank assisted program, and then that builds money, and then that money is then handed back out in case you need it for payments. Mm-hmm. But the idea at hand, the idea at play is that, Scott, you get sick. None of us did. But all of us paying all our money covered you being sick. You're okay. Insurance paid for part of your premiums.
Yep.
I wanted you to feel better, so.
Now, that's how that works. But yesterday, and it was a little while ago, to be fair, however long this
yesterday,
has been taking place.
Your leg got blown off. Seth's arm's missing. Bill dislocated his shoulder. Shane's nuts got blown off.
Why my nuts?
Why my
and
nuts?
I'm missing
because
an eye.
I have three, so I can give you one. Brothers.
And I'm missing an eye now.
So,
because
now,
laser blew up into here.
All these claims come in at once, and the insurance company starts picking and choosing who they can help and who they're dropping.
Mm-hmm.
It's not right, but it's fucking the world we run on economics.
Now, I'm also going to break this down.
So the earth is fucked. Every house is broken and not being fixed. Every business is broken and not being fixed. Most of the standards and operations and jobs are gone. Hundreds of insurance facilities across the planet are done. Earth is fucked. Our entire system is fucked.
At the end of space, you saw how when the Rangers were down and defeated, how people were living under bridges.
Actually,
you can cover.
You can also kind of see it in here.
Yes.
Like, because they show part of the ground outside. Like, there's trash everywhere.
In fact, in order to save what little planet we have left, it looks like Terra Venture is a joint project of all the governments on the planet.
Yep.
And one other faction.
NASDAQ.
No.
Mm-mm.
No. Andros people.
Yep.
Think about it. There's already societies out in space that know this. And they don't got... They don't got homes.
K-12 is fake weed, homie. That's
some of them people don't have homes. Where are they gonna go? Well, it just so happens that Andros has come back, and he's gathering people, and he's trying to help his people, and Earth is in shambles, and it's trying to form a type of system that will help to get our shit back up
and
moving.
Because of the whole astronomer thing,
mm-hmm.
we're looking for a different place to call home.
Some people.
But some are.
There are some people that are going to be hard asses, and they're going to stick this out.
Now.
There are other people that are trying to leave, and they're told, fuck you, stay here.
And there's only so much room in this city that was built that's going to go explore possible other revenues.
I know that you have a passport, which I'm wondering, what are the qualifications for it?
There's no telling. Because Phenomenus,
that old lady that has one, but then
her husband could have been part of the space project.
That's true.
Yeah.
Now, I'm jumping the gun here a little bit, but it is relevant. When the Earth was invaded by astronomer, these people left to go look for somewhere else. We had to have some kind of task force.
Yep.
Your light speed rescue is a government-funded Rangers team.
Yes.
Yep.
That's why they have a military base underwater.
Yes.
That is why they are, and that's why they take like firefighters
and all
these other people.
And that's the reason why on this military installation, because that's literally how they're running it, is by the fucking military.
Mm-hmm.
They also have a Power Rangers museum to dedicate to the space team all the shit that they did, who not only stopped the invasion, but are helping them to get the fuck
this
off
could
this
be,
planet.
This could be a literal 5 to 10 years after the fact.
Yep.
It could, because Earth is trying to rebuild itself. There's problems. And I'm telling you, this thing, I know where this thing came from. This is the Dark Fortress. It was left on our planet. We reverse engineered that shit.
Yep.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense, actually.
That is what Terra Venture is. It is technology that Andros civilians, his people, his race of humans,
KO-35 people,
they would know how this type of shit works.
And the design is going to be similar to the Lightspeed headquarters.
Yes,
well.
In a way.
Yes.
Because as we reverse engineer some of that tech, we modify it for the Rangers that we are currently building right now.
Because
since we don't have Rangers anywhere on the fucking planet, there's no Rangers. There's none.
So are the space ones like in space somewhere?
Yes.
Well, and that's why we had to have our own militarized Rangers team because we can't rely on them.
But moving towards that, repurposing technology, we built lasers and destructive weapons for a military force that would operate as a strike force to protect the planet. Why? Because we've now realized that five fucking teenagers with a nuke doesn't always save everybody. They fucking lost!
Yep.
And we're paying for it. So we're building a global strike force, a military agency that will react to invasion situations.
Second Amendment.
Very similar to the Starship Troopers.
Because we have to.
To be fair.
Yeah, have to.
What would you rather do?
The way that every single company and military organization on the face of the planet works is by this one principle. My rival has created a gun where the barrel spins in a fucking circle and shoots bullets 1,000 miles a goddamn hour at literally rapid fucking fire where it's 800 bullets a fucking second. I'm gonna buy one of his fucking guns, take it the fuck apart, figure out how he did it. So now mine is gonna shoot bullets at 20,000 miles an hour and it's gonna be fucking 8,000 fucking bullets a second instead of his 800, so I get the bigger contract.
You won't need that many bullets. Well, one bullet at 20,000 miles an hour is enough to blow you apart.
We reverse engineer.
It depends on the type of bullet, to be fair, but
that's what Terra Venture is.
Bullets flying that fast would disintegrate.
Exactly.
That is what Terra Venture
is.
Terra Venture is the Dark Fortress. We reverse engineered it just like the SGH-1 or whatever. What is it called? Robotech.
SDF-1.
That's what it is. Mm-hmm. We Robotech'd that shit.
You pointing me, you talking about Robotech, and I have no fucking clue.
Doesn't matter. It's still fucking relevant.
Don't feel bad. I didn't really watch Robotech myself.
The SDF-1 is a...
Hold on.
He made that reference for me.
Let me make it more simplified. McDonald's comes out with a brand new hamburger.
Okay.
Burger King buys the hamburger, figures out how the fuck it was put together, makes their own version of the same fucking hamburger. Now Burger King is selling a fucking McRib while McDonald's has a McRib.
No,
Does that make more sense?
It's just the Japanese market.
Right. You've been seeing this
for years. It's the Japanese market. What they do is they bought a bunch of shit that they didn't have, didn't know, didn't own, and then they remanufacture it and they make it either better or just the same and they sell it.
What I really like about
reverse engineered the Dark Fortress. That is what that fucking thing is, where it came from. How do I know? Because we don't have that technology.
Nope.
We cannot do this. It had to come from somewhere. That's the Dark Fortress.
Is it sad I just thought of the easier way to explain it? Japan made Sentai, we made Power Rangers.
Yeah, we reverse engineered their show. It's how we literally have the show that we watch.
Yeah. It's fucking right there.
Just
the lowest
the
hanging
show
fruit.
To explain the show about the show.
What I really like,
and Shane,
meta,
do you understand?
In meta.
Yes, fair, we're getting fucking meta, yo.
What
yo,
li- dog.
What
we
I
heard
like
you
about
liked meta.
This is that from in space to Lightspeed Rescue are all tied in.
Yeah.
It's really, and it's more, in my opinion, more tied in than when we went from Mighty Morphin to Zeo to Turbo.
Right.
Yes.
Because this actually had negative implications.
Yeah. There were consequences
and
to the actions.
Because
still recording, I had to be sure.
Because of the consequences in space, Lost Galaxy happened. And because of in space, we needed Lightspeed Rangers.
Yep.
Now, once we get into Time Force, and
yeah,
that,
this is where this is why all this fits the way it did. That's where Terra Venture fucking came from, and I'm sure that Andros's people, the KO-35 people, they don't have a fucking home. Earth is an available home that is in shambles.
I really want to know, because they say that KO-35 is a wreck. But when we
it would be uninhabitable because of those creatures. Oh. If those creatures still live there, it's still too dangerous.
I'm wondering if they don't go into any of that.
They don't. And we don't talk about it. Oh, and by the way, they decided to make the ship, the Astro Mega ship, has become a museum ship on our planet.
We're jumping the gun. I can't.
Which would also act as a monument to solidify two people coming together. Yep. The KO-35 residents and Earth.
And
Earth.
And because the Space
Earth,
Rangers...
Earth, motherfucker.
Yes, the Space Rangers may have been the cause. They did lose an astronomer.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually they overcame her and we won.
Yep.
So they tried.
So they were like, guys, the Space Rangers, man, that's a museum. We're honoring what they did. They saved us. We all could be dead.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So they saved us. We need to do something for ourselves now.
Yep.
We cannot rely on these Rangers forever.
You're right. We can't.
We have to militarize. We have to have our own strike force.
Because we know...
I'm sorry.
The Earth...
This also can tie into SPD.
But the Earth does not...
SPD is a police force that defends not just our Earth, but the galaxy.
Yep. The light speed rescue is only the beginning. It only gets more from there.
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about SPD. It's in the future.
It's
that's
always
why.
A chain reaction.
And the future Rangers, the Time Rangers, are a military organization that police time.
Yep.
Okay.
All of this is built from a single foundation. Earth lost the fucking fight, and it suffered tragically. And rebuilding the institution of our planet in general led to all these different teams that would help secure the foundation so it never happens again.
I actually think that's why I like In Space so much, is because I know it was supposed to be the ending of it.
Right.
But because it was so good, they continued. Because of In Space, it was such a dramatic change to the Earth that all these other Ranger shows do tie in. Now, I don't know how, like, Wild Force and Dino
it's,
Thunder...
We're gonna, as we get there, we'll dissect.
That starts to get multiverse
that
shit.
But moving along.
So Terra Venture is due to launch, and the concept is to take this city...
In 8 hours.
Who knows how big it is? It could literally be like 4 New Yorks. I don't know.
I know that you saw that.
I mean, it looks pretty fucking big.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what this reminded me of when they were getting everything prepared to launch? It reminded me of Star Trek Enterprise. We didn't know what the galaxy.
Right.
Enterprise will be the first deep space starship in human history.
But also, this organization is setting out with some kind of star map system. They know that they're heading in some general direction.
Because
where would that information have come from?
KO-35.
Yep. Those people would have some kind of general understanding of space, how it works, and where to go.
That's the other reason why it is. Yeah, and that's the other reason why it is that on the fucking spaceship, there's wide open areas for, I don't know, farming. So we have plants, as well as, I don't know, animal husbandry. So we have cows to make hamburgers.
Yes, when they
and milk.
When they show you the inside of Terra Venture.
I mean, you can't.
They have artificial sky to make it look like you're
butter.
On the planet.
Because there's the bubble, which is the city, and then there's an entire infrastructure below, which is the actual guys in a spaceship.
Yes,
peanut butter and jelly, motherfucker.
If you are a civilian, you only have access to the bubble.
Maybe because
more than likely, yes.
The city. Mm-hmm. You can't go to the bottom of the station. You're not military.
Or an engineer.
Or maybe the lucky
where it's all marshmallow.
I like that idea.
Occasionally corn pops.
These guys remind me of the Federation.
Yeah, kinda.
That's what they remind me of, is the Federation.
Yeah, I noticed that with the blue Ranger's stance most of the times. He's like, hands behind.
Yeah.
He's very military.
You know how I said the blue is often the intelligent? Well, that doesn't mean that the intelligent can't often dedicate themselves to an idea. And he's a very hardcore, disciplined, buying into the service kind of guy.
With you.
Yep.
Kai was my least favorite Ranger when this show started. But he grew on me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I did not like him at the start. I thought he was a little bit of a tool.
Right.
And I don't.
To be fair, that's because
he's military.
Yeah, military. He's
but
hardcore.
He started opening up.
There's rules and regulations, motherfucker. Follow him.
As the only one who has served,
right?
I can easily tell you. Yeah,
his
he was military,
and he put his emotions aside. But then when he met his friends, opened up, became more about my friends than, you know.
Because the Rangers kind of become more of a military force to him, so it's a bigger ideal.
And
but
I started liking Kai more.
Kendricks.
Kendricks is an interesting character.
I'm going to drop something about Kendricks.
We all know about.
I asked about it. I got no answer. I'm almost positive there's nothing wrong with me digging into her history. In this show, there will never be a single moment ever. I don't give a fuck what the wiki says. There will never be a single moment in this show ever that locks her down to the earth.
Yep.
I think she is a KO-35 civilian.
Yeah, maybe not so much
who
civilian,
now calls
maybe scientist.
Who now calls the Earth her home.
Yeah.
Her home can be Earth. She doesn't have to be a human born and bred on Earth.
We know that Kai...
There's a reason I'm making that statement. Because later on, something will happen. And there's no reason for her to do what she did unless she's from KO-35.
Mm-hmm.
And it will happen in this episode.
Yeah. Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I think I might know what you're talking about. Which would make that interesting because you would have a KO-35.
Also, she's a scientist. She's a scientist who's working on some kind of breakthrough stuff. It's of a biological nature. It looks like she's doing botany type of shit.
Right. Which would make sense because you would have two Rangers from different
and you
places.
would have to have a type of botanist
and three from Earth.
You would have to have some kind of botanist expert who knows plants outside of. Just this fucking planet.
Yes, because you've got to know everything. Because you can land on a different planet. Like, this is our home. What's that plant? It could be dangerous. It could be nothing. We don't know.
We'll see.
Eat it.
Yeah.
But she was like, no, let me test it. Let me test that shit. I'm a botanist. Let me test that.
Yeah.
So I mean,
that's how they figured it out. They go, hey, Frankie, looks pretty tasty over there, right, buddy? Fucking... Put that in your mouth. Give it a good chew.
She's the only one of them berries. She's the only one that I see this with, but I think it makes a lot of sense.
She's the scientist.
Here, eat this mushroom.
She is the scientist.
Dude, the colors, man.
I think she also mentions she's a scientist.
We all know that sounds.
So here's all this.
So you have a military guy, hardcore military guy. You have your engineer. You have your scientist. You have your wayward stranger from a far off land, and you have Leo.
The plucky gotta
brooding.
Help people guy.
Yes, the I need to help people guy.
Mm. Oh, I love
and
this.
And Mike.
Odds are you're never going to see her again. Don't say that.
It makes a lot of sense.
They don't know.
They're not expecting to come back.
Here's the thing.
That's the reason they built Terra Venture the way they did, because the idea is that it is self-sustaining, so it never has to come back.
I mean, what we know about what happens to his character.
But what this is about is that this fucking thing is a Babylon. It's meant to be a generational ship. The people that leave here today will die. They will, in fact, the idea almost plays into the fact of a colony.
Here's what's gonna happen.
They're born here, they live here, they die here, the generation after them will finish what they started. This is a generational shift.
This is the most basic explanation. Terra Venture, when it finds its new home, will break apart and create a civilization from Terra Venture. That city will be the first city on a new planet. And everything, they will take it apart.
So they're not coming back.
Wait a minute, because isn't there the one fucking show where they all live in the fucking dome bubbles that almost look like this fucking ship?
Yes.
This ship was built for a one-way trip only.
They're not coming back. So when he does this, I get that we know the fucking future. He's going to die, so it's kind of a weird...
Yeah.
By the way, you might not see this shit again.
Die's a strong word. He disappeared.
No, he did. The planet eats his ass. He did.
We'll talk about it.
We'll get to it when we get to it.
I lied to you earlier. I'm not on light speed. I only watched the first 15 episodes because I thought that was what we were supposed to do.
But this thing here, what's interesting about it is that this gives us different ideas of what this is. These people are leaving Earth.
Forever.
They're not coming back. Yes. Yep. Which also tells us that the Earth is in trouble.
Think about KO-35.
They're
humans.
We are surfacing the possibility.
And they left Earth, colonized KO-35, made that a new human home, because they are humans.
Yep.
And
That is.
And
what,
then
that
weird fucking bug
doing.
Thing hit, and they said, "Fuck, we got to do that again. Hell, leave."
Hell, and then they got stranded and spread throughout the galaxy in
Andros
weird camps.
Andros knows about Earth, but when he goes to Earth, he's like, "I've never been here before. I'm human, but I don't. I know some history, but I've never seen
right."
Earth.
Well, he goes, he left at the end of the series. He left and he went to start gathering his people. Well, as he gathers them, he can't just take them back to some bug infested fucking terror planet.
No, he has to come up with a new
But
idea.
He does know that Earth is here yep. and that now it needs some fucking help.
Yep. So when you have another colony of humans.
I kind of wonder, at the end of In Space, when we saw Andros and some of the people from KO-35 on a normal environment planet. Mm-hmm. Could some of the humans from Earth been transferred over there?
Here's the thing. In the state that Earth is very, very blatantly in, there are people that are ready to fucking leave. They're done. They're done with Earth. There are people that want to leave. There are people that have to leave. There are people that have chosen this project because there's a possibility that what happened here we can't fix. Not everybody feels that way, but there's a possibility that Earth is too far fucking gone and that leaving is the only way to make a legitimate second home.
It's not just that. Mm-hmm. People that are on TerraVenture are not only people that want to leave, have to leave, volunteered to leave, but there are also people that were like, I'm tired of the monster of the week attacking my planet.
Right.
Yep. Right.
So they left.
Get ready for another monster of the week.
They left, to experience a monster of the week.
In space. Then you have the other people.
Because actually, Bulk and Skull, part of the reason they're fucking leaving is that, okay, Skull didn't get to, but Bulk and Skull decide to leave with Dr. Phenomenus. Why? First off, Dr. Phenomenus, for being fucking absolutely insane, is still a world-renowned fucking astrophysicist or whatever
he
the fuck.
Yep.
And technically, he could have helped out with some of the stuff, too.
Yes.
That's
the reason why he's there. Everybody who gets a passport to get on TerraVenture has some form of a skill. That they know how to fucking sling a wrench and fucking fix broken shit. They're electrical engineers. They're scientists.
Botanists.
They're botanists.
You
there's
know,
some
I think that
form...
old lady was a teacher.
Yeah, the old lady could have been a teacher, because you're gonna need it in a generational spaceship.
Her like with Leo, like, when he saves her, he addresses her with like some respect and he calls her Mrs. Something. I can't remember.
In a generational ship, every single person on the ship must serve a fucking purpose, or they don't get to go.
Yep.
And you can't just be some fucking guy that hasn't figured out your life yet.
It's like Fallout. You have to take the goat to figure out what fucking job you're going to do till the day you fucking die. Because if you don't do that job, the vault's going to fall apart and everyone dies.
Let's say you don't have
congratulations, Seth.
Let's say Bill
you're
here.
You're the barber.
Let's say Bill here has zero skills.
Eh, fair enough. I cut my own hair as it is.
You don't know nothing about plants or anything.
Yeah.
Bill's like, I'm going to leave this planet.
No, that's not the old lady.
I'll join the military.
Different old lady.
Why do I feel like we forgot something?
And to be fair, Professor Phenomenon.
Yeah, they don't realize they forget it until they're already on the fucking ship.
You know why he acts the way he does. He's extremely brilliant and he's awkward
as fuck.
He's
very eccentric.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
Because he's a fucking...
That's what happens when your IQ hits a certain stage. You are very socially awkward.
Listen.
And I love that so much.
I know that feeling. I've had a fucking alarm in my face.
Shane got left on Earth.
The show was like,
are we fucking forgetting? And they're like, Shane is always fucking late. And we're sitting on TerraVenture like, all right, we're going to be the fucking podcast, broadcasting network of TerraVenture. It's us. We're going to cover fandom, shows, entertainment news, yada, yada.
I feel like we're forgetting something.
And then we're like, we got like almost everywhere. Like, where the fuck is Shane at? Shane shows up 5 minutes late, as is customary for Shane, and he doesn't get on TerraVenture.
Or you're going to be like Bolt and the Professor. I know we're forgetting something, but let's go ahead with the show. Ripoid Bill William Bush, Seth Lamasario, Scott Action Jackson.
And I'm sitting here,
quiet.
Just waiting.
Like, guys,
I'm like...
Then you look over.
And then you look over at me, and I'm like, what? There's somebody... Oh, no!
Pull his ass!
It's too late. He's gone.
I'm like driving. Like
then we'd be in a lot of trouble too because like somebody would have to start learning and giving a shit about sports. Because Shane was going to cover all the hockey and basketball and baseball and shit.
I'm too concerned. I used to.
Scott's like this. Okay.
I'm a Cubs fan. Does that count?
No. That never counts.
Get the fuck out of here, you useless whatever you are with a red shirt.
Hey, use a red shirt. Who's obviously also, the leader. Get out of here.
This is highly governed. Yep. This is highly governed. They're not just letting anybody on this. And Leo has been fucking told he wants to go.
His brother is in the military.
His brother's in the military. His brother has a reason to fucking go.
Now,
Leo doesn't.
That's a bit confusing, though. Because, okay, if other people that are related to those that help out could go.
Nope. Mike put a stop to it.
Mike told him no.
I'm going to tell you right now, this is probably why. I could solve this right now. Mike only has to institute one little tiny little thing to keep his brother on the planet. That's my brother. Why? Because when you start, like in a drafting concept, when you get drafted, if you only have one son to carry on your family, or
actually,
say you have
got thrown out in
doesn't matter.
Vietnam.
Doesn't matter.
Yep.
It is still part of the drafting ordinance. It's written in the drafting precepts. Yep. They just don't have to pay attention to it. But you can reinstitute almost any rule. Hell, the quarantine shit we're dealing with right now was built back in the fucking 1910s.
It's also
it's the same fucking plan.
This does affect us. For damn sure. I think it also affects you, too, because you have a sibling. But I'm the oldest. So
I'm the only male.
Yes. You have a younger brother. I have a younger brother. If me and Seth get drafted, my brother and his brother will not.
They will not. So it's possible that since he's the older brother, when he got into the military, because of the Earth's situation, they could have denied Leo.
And not only that, but think about Mike's situation. Mike is in the military. He's like, guys, listen, I have a little brother. I know he's going to want to follow. Deny him. I do not want him with...
And he can easily use an old rule.
I need to do this because I care about my brother.
No, he can just use an old rule. Mm-hmm. He just uses an old rule and he says, our family line could be horribly disrupted, if not completely ended, if both of us are on Terra Venture and it, I don't know, explodes.
Yep.
So my brother needs to stay on Earth where monsters attack. Well, not anymore, because it's a safe
And
galaxy.
Because of that, his name is put into a database
where they tell him, you can't go.
Now he
just has to worry about random thugs that'll shank him because he has a fucking Twix bar.
Yeah, but he can't go. This does make perfect fucking sense.
It does make sense.
There's probably hundreds of thousands of fucking family members that have been turned away at the door just for this reason.
You do have those people that are
in
like,
fact,
this is my planet.
In fact,
I'm not
none
leaving.
Of these Rangers, yep. none of these Rangers, not a single fucking one of these Rangers has a brother or sister on board the ship. None of them.
Yeah. I mean, technically, that's true.
Because
Mike gets eaten by a planet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
we're fast forwarding at that point.
But that was not on. That was not choice. None of them. Kai don't have a Kai don't have a brother on the ship.
Nope.
Nobody that was put on this ship
seems
to have a direct.
Maya might have a brother, but he can't do anything right now.
Oops.
They don't have a super soft. We'll get to that here shortly.
We get there when we get there.
He got eaten by the planet first.
No way.
Before the super soft.
No, Maya, the Yellow Ranger.
Maya. Okay.
Earth is fucked.
Look at it. You look at, watch every Ranger series up until now.
Yeah.
Earth is clean as fuck.
It is. And now there's garbage all over the streets, and there's graffiti, and the buildings are all fucking old and torn looking. This is a dystopian fucking Earth because of what happened.
Hold on. Let me take a look outside. Oh, look, we're here.
I live in a nice neighborhood. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah, Bill is
I'm doing all the damn ridings and stuff.
Not down in my neighborhood.
No.
I pay top dollar to live by the school.
Bill's like,
I honestly do. My taxes are pretty fucking high here.
Bill's like, I pay a lot to stay away from rioting.
It's true. Nobody comes down here.
And here's this old lady.
Yeah, there's that old lady I was talking about.
She could
about.
Be a teacher. It's believable. It's very believable.
She looks like a teacher.
She has the cliche teacher look.
Or
And Power Rangers like
she
could cliches.
Be the mother.
They
of,
certainly do.
She could be the mother of the fucking commander of fucking Terra Venture.
No.
It's true. We have no idea what she is, but yeah.
No.
We don't know.
We don't want
so,
any trouble.
These guys
bullshit.
Are not going to Terra Venture because they're not. They,
now, I
they're
get
still,
that these guys are
thugs.
These guys are cliche thugs, but I have to
I
imagine.
Mean, look at that dumb fucking jackass with this beanie down over his eyes like a fucking twat.
I have to imagine that petty crime has escalated exponentially.
Stab.
Man, if only I could have seen that coming.
If only you would have been talking into your mic.
Yeah, no shit.
No, this is very believable. I believe that petty crime, muggings, and things of that nature have probably escalated exponentially.
Oh, definitely.
That's why I said, don't take my brother with us.
Yeah.
Now see what happens when
because he needs me to do this, that way he can stay on the earth.
See what happens when
and get stabbed over a Twix
and
bar.
You take a shortcut down an alleyway, you get mugged. She would have stayed on the street.
She should have read Batman.
Yeah, no.
Yep.
Alleyways are, you're asking to get mugged and or shot.
She's only lucky that he was even there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But luckily, because
now,
this
for
is
some
a kid
Jackie
show,
Chan style
they were not
fighting.
Very violent. They just took her thing and left her alone because kids show, they're not violent thugs. They're
right.
Just cliche thugs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here comes Leo with his subpar martial arts skills.
All right. He was really slick when he was doing the fucking little, oh, you're looking for this here passport thing? And he made it look like it was going into the envelope and then fucking sleight of hand it into
he's
his
got,
bag.
Yeah, he's got that sleight of hand down.
That man is a magician.
I think that might be his skill for Terra Venture, sleight of hand.
No, it's magician. The profession you're looking for is magician.
Yep.
He's
a sleight of hand artist.
He's magic man. He's a
magic
man.
Somebody mustered Justin's defense of fighting.
Look at that motherfucker. I got him, guys. I got him.
They'd fucking give you a hug.
That didn't work out for Jackie Chan when he gave Bruce Lee a nice hug.
I'll tell you one thing. You know who actually was able to use a hug as a fighting move?
Ooh.
Bear hugger.
Oh, reverse ticket because they had to shoot and have the grandma on the right side.
Here you go, old lady. Here's your shit back. Oh, Terra Venture could really use young men like you.
Nah.
I can beat up a thug or two.
Well, right. I gotta go to Terra Venture and get off this shithole of a planet. Have
but
a good
you
life,
have
Leo.
Fun on this shithole planet.
No.
The new world needs a man like you.
Well, I mean, it does. It's gonna need people that are
willing to do whatever.
Lawful,
it takes.
Neutral, if not lawful, chaotic, depending.
No.
Well, I mean,
wouldn't that be lawful?
No, it's lawful.
You're
gonna good
need you're gonna need people
neutral. You can't be lawful chaotic. That's just true neutral.
You're going to need people.
Yeah. No, you're right. Lawful evil is probably what I was thinking of.
No.
You're gonna need people with a moral fiber
that
are willing to step beyond
Leo.
Sometimes
Leo has shown as of right now he has no special skills. But he has a big
yes,
heart.
He does.
Sees,
he has sleight of fucking hand, bitch.
If he sees something wrong, he attends to it.
That's not going to get you on
he
the
He has pickpocket from pickpockets.
The they can't trust that you ain't taking shit.
But apparently that's not good enough for Terra Venture.
He has a big heart, and he's willing to step in no matter what.
I'm telling
somebody.
You, he got blocked by his brother. It makes perfect sense.
Brother,
especially,
and it's a real world thing. It happens.
Yeah.
Shit. I was blocked by my father from working at the airport.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. He instituted a family precept in the back of a contract that said I couldn't work there because he currently works there, and it would make the situation awkward for him to be my job, be my boss.
Because it
so
would
in
show
order,
favoritism.
Yes, because it would show favoritism. So in order to
Except
sidestep,
Dad would have made him go clean toilets.
In order
and
to
shit.
Sidestep the entire
Knowing
situation, the airport denied me from working
Dad's
there
cool.
at all.
He'd be like, is that your son? Yeah, what's he doing?
But now that Dad's retired, technically,
now
you
can.
But
I could go there now.
In fact, you probably would get a job because your father did such a great job there and so many years of loyalty. They'd be like, sure.
But, yeah.
Next generation.
So this is not outside the norm. This happens. Like,
it's bullshit most of the time.
There's a lot. No, it does make sense
no,
some of the times.
Sometimes they
because
lie
you,
to you and fuck you over like Keystone.
No, you don't want favoritism in your workplace. Trust me, we work. I'm not going to say their name because I'm not right now, but I've worked in some massive favoritism holes where there's cliques inside the work organization, and they get to take all the breaks, and they get all the bonuses, and they get fucking everything, and you get nothing, and then you come to find out that they're all drinking buddies or related somehow. That pisses you off in ways you can't even fucking fathom until you've been a part of it. While you're breaking your ass, sweating your fucking dick off, and you're constantly in pain, constantly hurt, constantly working, skipping your breaks just to make the shit happen, and this guy's on his seventh smoke break because he's going to go drink with the boss after work. That's favoritism shit, and that happens when family works together. So, yes, a lot of businesses will cut it off, and it's not bullshit.
Your boss did because they're church buddies with the big boss.
Yep.
When I worked at Sandex, my dad worked there. When I got in trouble, my dad stormed into the office. He stopped working. He worked on a production line. He didn't give a fuck if the production stopped.
Yeah.
Went straight into the office to yell at the bosses on why I'm getting suspended. My dad said, that's bullshit. He was on mandatory overtime. He said, you can eat that shit. I'm going home at 3. My dad was pissed because they fucked me over.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd been there long enough to play that game.
I'm
talking about if they need somebody like him, they should have got him.
They don't know him.
Not just the whole, you know, bloodline or whatever.
Yeah,
but
they
actually,
don't.
But that's
they
the
don't
way
know
it is.
Him.
Yeah, they don't know this guy. Him.
But they know enough about him to keep him kicked out.
No,
because
his brother
sidestepped him.
His brother was like, "Look, you don't want him on here. It's not a good idea." Yeah. And they went, "Okay, we trust you."
It could have even been something as simple as, like,
family details.
Yeah,
it could have even been. I don't want my brother here. Block him.
It could have been something as simple as that, or it could have been the exact same way that you never try to apply for a job that a friend is going after, because a friend can know intimate details that they could just bring up to talk shit to make you look like
that guy has no experience in this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I know that guy. He doesn't fucking know nothing. He basically sits around on his ass all day and drinks beer. He doesn't want to fucking work ever. That's all he does is he bitches and complains about his job. I've known him for 30 years. Oh, you've known him for 30 years and all he does is drinks and bitches about his job? Thank you. That's all I need to know about that guy.
Would you like to have this job now? Well, why? Yeah. Why, thank you. Then you call your buddy up. We're probably not friends anymore. Sorry, man.
No. You say, oh, man, sorry. I guess I just did better in the interview.
I think I did better than you. Because, yeah, they're not going to tell you why.
So here's them doing a...
I get what you're saying, but it makes perfect sense that he's been blocked. It makes 1,000% perfect sense.
Not to me.
T-minus 8 hours till launch. They're going to do one last fucking training session on the moon.
Yep.
Which, by the way, no spacesuits. The moon has gravity.
Yep.
It's been a moonosphere.
This is how you know the moonosphere.
It's a moonosphere.
Yeah. That shit is definitely above our tech level.
No, it's a moonosphere.
Reverse engineer.
It's a moonosphere. It's been a moonosphere since episode one.
Yeah, but the fact that the Terra Venture place has gravity and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
All that shit was like reverse engineered.
It had to be. Yep. Which makes sense because the Dark Fortress has artificial gravity.
Yep.
And the moon has
artificial gravity.
It has a moonosphere.
It's a moonosphere. It's not the moon.
How about this? We'll just make it easy. It has an invisible dome. Done.
Moonosphere. They're going to go practice their fucking... this is the last training op before they join Terra Venture to become the force that protects Terra Venture.
Not only that.
And
so
they're going
to go
train on the moonosphere.
That has a very small but very dense atmosphere that resembles that of the Earth.
And they're all like, guys, ready for our training? What's that over there? Oh, that's a castle. Don't go over there.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
There's a crazy old bitch that lives in there. We don't talk to her.
Who used to live in there.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Used to live there with her husband.
Yeah, there's literally nothing there now.
Yeah.
I mean, because
not even the Zeo Crystal is there.
They ain't dead.
Just an empty fucking castle.
It's just an empty castle now.
Right.
There's an old 10,000-year-old fucking machine that you can...
Make putties.
I mean, there might be some clay left.
Like, what's this do? There's a bunch of clay in here.
Wasn't there also, like... Wasn't some of the machine empire on the moon as well?
They're all gone.
Yeah, they're all gone.
Wiped out by the Z-Wave.
So...
And yes, they did take
over. So the Machine Empire's hideout is up there, too.
No, it's wiped out by the Z-Wave. No, they were all evil.
I thought the Machine Empire took over Rita's castle.
Yeah, but they're wiped out by the Z-Wave.
Yeah, but
there's nothing there.
I'm not talking about them.
he's talking about the tech.
The tech was all destroyed. Every cog that was built was destroyed and they were tech.
Yeah.
Every robot that was built that was walking around on the moon was destroyed by the Z-Wave.
I mean their hideout. I'm not talking about them or the cog.
They were in the they thought they were in the palace.
I didn't know.
I thought they shot the palace and made them leave, and then they were on the other side of the palace.
They made Rita and Zed drive off in a Winnebago.
Yeah, I think they were in the same. Yeah, they were in the same palace.
Lone Star,
Rita, yep. Get your ass in the Winnebago. We got to go.
So because Earth is ass, it is decided by Leo that he's just fucking going. What's he got to lose? What are they gonna do? Find him and keep him on Earth? Well, right now, that's the only option he's got. So he's just going to fucking go for it. Fuck him.
He's just got to figure out how.
And he's watching the shuttle. And he's like, oh, hey,
and we don't know what we don't know what job he did before this. He could have worked at an airport doing shuttle transport. That may be exactly why he knows where the bags are going. He's like, that's how I get in.
Right.
They don't go into his past.
Yeah, they don't go into his past. He could have worked a part-time job. In fact, I almost worked for an airline. I couldn't work for the airport, but I did sign for Delta. The only thing that stopped me was I didn't like the hours. It was going to be split hours. I was going to work at 4 in the morning till like 10, and then I was going to go home and take like a 4-hour nap and then come back because I was going to be loading planes, cargo.
Yeah, no, fuck that.
And I really didn't like that. And I was like, how many times they were like, it's 6 days a fucking week. And I was like, ugh. Because it was also basically 6 hours a day, so it added an extra day.
Yep.
It wasn't something I was too, I wasn't excited about it.
And when we don't know the past of a certain character, we make one up for ourselves.
It's true, because there's nothing on paper. See, that's just it. That's the thing about theories and shit like this. Continuity, I don't care what, but I don't care about your comic books, I don't care about your wikis. Continuity is determined by that which makes the place its home. Where it started is not necessarily where the continuity is decided. Yep. Because Star Wars was actually a book first, but it made its home on screen. The screen decides the continuity of Star Wars. Just like fucking Power Rangers, the comic books are not canon. They're fun side stories. We get to make up whatever we want as long as it doesn't interfere with the continuity shown to us on screen.
What I want to make up for the Red Ranger is the reason why his brother said, don't let my younger brother Leo in the fucking military period, is because he knew his younger brother in high school was being a douche. And fucking, not so much being the bully, but he was pulling, like, stupid pranks that could hurt people, like stealing people's wallets. I mean, he'd give them back, but he'd take their wallet, the sleight of hand shit. Breaking and entering into places, like how there used to be the old mental state hospital over here.
I don't know. You're going a direction that makes it hard for me to put him in the leadership spot later. But
I got an easy one.
Oh, Mike, no, I'm just saying. He still has the fucking heart of gold and cares about people. He just learned some skills.
Mike, your brother
along the way.
We got your brother's application for the military.
I really think that's all it is. I never said it was a good theory.
That's my theory.
He's ready to get off the planet. His brother's leaving the planet. He'd much rather go with his brother and like an asshat, because his brother is kind of an asshat. His brother blocked him. This guy was probably working, he probably knows this area. He probably worked, I wouldn't be surprised if he worked this and lost it because of his brother.
Right. And like I was saying,
which would explain why he knows his way around here and was able to sneak on without being caught.
Right. And like I said, I never said my theory was a good one. I just said it was my theory.
And there we go. This guy's like,
and attacking the swords.
Oh, yeah. Meanwhile, the bee putties are chasing the natives while he's fucking trying to break the rocks. Yeah.
There's Maya running away from the bee people.
She's running most of this fucking episode.
Hold on. We need to take a 10-minute break to play the goddamn Blue Danube.
What?
Classical music? Go back to the fucking space shuttle. Da 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 da. Fuck you, cartoons! Yes, that's literally all it is. 20 minutes of, let's play this song because we have to.
By the way, I don't know how much these TerraVenture guys get paid, but that uniform...
Yeah, no shit.
That's awful. Fuck it!
Oh, it is. You know what?
He looks like a fucking 1950s milkman.
I'm giving it...
1.2.
A point 1.5.
No, I'll give it a 1.2.
That's a fucking 1950s milkman uniform.
You do know that you do know it, that because we're such a five. Show, anytime I see an outfit or something, I'm going to start rating it now. Because that's what we do. That's our job. By the way, Leo's clothes, very 90s. Give it a 2.5.
Well, but considering the fact that the show was in 99 and his fashion sense would have been established
more music,
about 94.
More music.
So. Hold on. So
I like his corduroy fucking...
I watched this
my girlfriend. Oh.
The look on the girl's face when he appears.
Oh, yeah, when he creeps out the girl. Just...
No. I watched this with my girlfriend, and she actually was like, why the hell didn't that person feel the little dick plate
when she fucking steps
when
on the plate?
When they stepped on top of where Leo was, and it popped down. I said, in space. That was my only defense. It's like, they're in space.
I got another one.
No, but honestly, no. I agree with her. How the fuck?
I do it literally every single day.
But I guess it does make sense, because if that plate's there, it probably moves a little bit anyways when you step on it.
Well, I do it like literally every single day because of where they built the C office where I work. If I'm walking, the carpet is weird because it's just like laid over top of... Mm-hmm. Like a bunch of old sewer grates and shit.
Yep.
So, like, when I'm walking, I'll randomly step on parts of the floor where they go, ka-choo! And I just kind of fall into the floor, and I just keep walking without thinking about it. Oftentimes, I'll step on it, and I'll turn around like, what the fuck?
I have another
and
theory.
Then keep going.
Here's
I mean,
my
it's...
theory. She gets the stuff. She walks. She feels the fucking thing go down.
She looks down like, what the fuck?
I don't get paid enough to fix it.
Yeah.
On my pay grade, I'm supposed to serve peanuts.
I don't give a... Okay.
That's not
face
my,
nuts!
That's not my job. I'll
this
tell the captain. He'll
creepy.
Fucking get
this
it fixed later.
Okay,
you mean the look on the girl's face?
He sits down.
Hey, you mind if I take a look?
Oh, no, yeah, I own this window, but yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I own this fucking window.
Yeah, no, it's fine. My mother's just, you know, somewhere, and you're just sitting in her seat, but,
and,
you know,
and
whatever.
And then Nick, you're the little girl. You're looking at me.
Mary said the same thing. She's like, that little girl looks freaked out. She looks really uncomfortable. I would be too.
Right.
And that is the last
And then she pointed out, there was a window. Hold on. She pointed out, there was a window.
No, one more.
Next to that window.
Yeah, exactly. The last we get to see of Skull. Somebody play Taps. F in chat.
No, we don't need that. He's taking a nap. He's fine.
This is terrible.
It's Shane.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's me.
Yeah, it's Shane. Shane's Skull.
Let's chase this guy up an escalator.
Yeah.
Dang. That's smart.
Hey, red shirt guy. Hey.
To be fair,
these are the lowest paid guards. All right,
so
we also didn't grow up the same kind of life. Rent-a-cops.
Yeah.
Don't have to pass a certain kind of intelligence test. We have them at Caterpillar, and if I want to get away, I'm just going to run through, like, the boxes.
Yeah.
We have them at the mall, and if I want to get away, I'm just going to go into a store that they're not looking at.
No,
I mean, like,
to
be fair,
Bill,
it's easier to
run. You know what
run,
I'm going to do? I'm going to go to 73.
Well, yeah. But to be fair, it's
like
a hell
we have
of
them all over.
Security doesn't know where 73 is.
Yeah, but we have them all over the place.
Son of a bitch.
Part it's of the show, what? Buddy.
It's easier to run up the down escalator than to fall down the up escalator.
It depends on how fast the up is going.
I do like
it's true.
I do like that the guards literally seen Leo, see him, hop over the fucking rail and do that, and they're like, no, faster if we do this. Shit!
I'm dedicated
no,
now.
Now, here's the funny thing. They even say, hey, we lost the stowaway. Here's his description. Caucasian, black hair, wearing
a red shirt.
Fucking get that shit off me. Oh, man, just black tank top. Doot. Yeah, I got black hair. What about it?
We have Shane with hat.
It's
Shane
without
hat. And
now
we got Shane without
hat. Where the
hat.
Fuck did I go?
Yep.
There he is.
Hey, where's that stowaway?
Hey,
he had
exactly
a baseball
like
cap?
With a hat?
Gordon, I'm so glad you're here. There was a guy here. He was weird. He didn't have glasses.
Yep, pretty much.
Where did you go? Oh, my God, Gordon, where did you go? Oh, God, I'm so glad you're back.
That's pretty much it.
Yes.
But seriously, you're like fucking all the way across the main entry area, and you get a call, hey, fucking looking stowaway guy, red shirt, black hair, white dude.
So Leo bumps into Kendricks.
His love interest.
Yeah.
And there's a love interest thing going on.
Oh, she's immediately smitten with him. You can tell.
She's instantly interested, but this dude...
Kai's I think fucking, that's stowaway. Stowaway!
He wants Kendricks bad.
Oh, yeah.
He wants her bad. Yeah. He has been friend-zoned hard, and he just can't see it.
Which is the reason why I feel for the guy. It reminds me of high school all over again for me.
So, she's like, hey, have you seen a guy with a red shirt?
And Kai's like, it's like, no, we haven't seen anybody.
You let that cute piece of ass go.
See, and you notice, even though he's all about the rules, and he was more than willing to turn him in there for a second, when Kendricks steps in and says no, he backs up immediately.
Yep.
And Kendricks, this isn't just, ooh, he's cute, let him be a fucking lawbreaker.
Lawbreakers are hot. Lawbreakers are tight.
I think.
Been wanting to do that.
Toy.
She's from, if my theory reigns true, if she's a KO-35 human, then she already knows what it's like to lose a home and then live in the situation Earth is in. There are people that want to get on this ship, and she would love to help everybody, but she can't. But here's one guy that's made it in past the system. Let him go.
And apologize immediately for running into him.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not a dick.
Let him go. Just let him go.
The security are dicks.
Well, the security is paid to do a job. That's not being a dick. That's your job.
You off this ship. Yep.
I don't know who you are, red shirt man. I don't know you.
If I knew you, I could identify you when I clearly walk past you while you're attempting to put on one of my uniforms.
Yep. If you were told very specifically, there's a dangerous individual in a red shirt, black hair, so tall, built, jeans, yada yada, this kind of boots, he has already assaulted 4 people, be on your guard. You don't know what that radio fucking said when they're looking for that guy, so that's the description they have to go on. They're gonna be dicks. They're gonna do their job.
Yep.
Because that guy could be fucking dangerous. You get foresight. You have 20/20 vision because you're watching the narrative. These two guys only know they just got a thing on the microphone that said, hey, somebody's breaking the motherfucking law and they're dangerous.
You know Leo's got a heart of gold, but they...
Guy's breaking the law and he punched a cop in the face. Get him.
You don't know anything other than that if you're those guys.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not being assholes. That's their job.
Dude, Kai's face says it all.
Yep.
Damn, she likes him.
Yeah.
Friend zoned again.
Fly up the escalator.
Look, hey, there's the guy.
There's that motherfucker.
There's a guy with red shirt.
Take off the fucking red shirt.
He does. I know. He doesn't. He puts the uniform over it.
No, that's part of the uniform because his brother has that red undershirt thing too.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah. Okay. It fucked me up too. I was like, take off the shirt.
I was like, I can clearly see the red there, you dumb shit.
Yeah, because when he comes out, he's got this fucking red thing. Later on, when his brother, will have the same fucking dumb red thing. Because I said the same thing. I was like, fucking take off the shirt.
No, he can't. I can't take off my red shirt.
He has to wear red.
I'm a red ranger.
He's a red ranger.
I need to nail that into your head.
Okay. So fucked.
Now, because this is going to start coming up
in later
episodes.
I wonder if the uniforms have an under choice.
Right.
Or maybe there's a classification such as blue, red, green.
And to be fair, if you look closely. Right.
Because the brother has red also.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of these guys are wearing black. And then maybe if I was paying attention or if they were smart, maybe some guys have blue or something.
I didn't even, right. When this scene happened, I didn't even think that because if you look at his shirt. He's wearing like a darker corduroy colored shirt, and that's obviously a different shade of red.
Exactly.
So I knew now, it wasn't it.
So this is part of the uniform.
I didn't notice that.
Now hold on, because I need to plant a seed here, because I'm going to keep bringing this up in almost every fucking episode.
You keep doing that.
Nick, you were military.
Yes.
How many people were in the platoon that your CO oversaw?
24.
In my platoon?
Yeah.
Like what?
Platoons
are 300?
No.
No.
That's a company.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, your company.
Platoons typically are anywhere between 30 to 60 individuals. 60 is pushing it.
Okay.
Okay.
Be fair. Right. I did say
so,
24.
So let's
you,
say.
You have typically four squads.
Right.
Each squad is about 10 to 12 people.
Right. Now, this man is in charge of this
he's
company,
the,
right?
He's
the head of all of it, so he's overseeing somewhere around 1,000 fucking people that are going to
count.
A live
he's
fire.
The main,
fair
now,
the
whoever the individual
officer.
Platoon leaders are, they didn't catch him.
Nope. Right.
But this guy literally runs every fucking... There's no way he can know the 4,000 people he's walking out the door.
There's no person on Terra Venture higher ranked than that man.
Yeah. Oh, no, I know. He's basically the general, but here's my point.
So the only thing that guy saw was some dude was walking the wrong way, and he's like, hey, son,
we're
fucking doing real shit. You can't just fucking walk off. Get back in line. Okay, well, I'm going to figure out what platoon that guy is, and I'm going to go talk to his leader, because I'm like, your guy's just fucking walking the fuck around.
Right. But
so they're on a tight schedule.
Right, but still, here's my point, because the only time you ever see the general... is with a squad of about maybe 50 guys, 60 max.
Not even, that's not a squad, that's a platoon.
Well, but you get my point, though.
And even then, it wasn't even that many because he was in a drop ship.
Right. But again, that's my
drop
point.
Drop ship would hold, or the way that their drop ship was 20? Set up, it held about maybe a platoon if you're lucky.
Right. But that's exactly what I'm saying. You see him with the handful of motherfuckers on the bridge, and you normally see him with, like, a handful of just random motherfuckers.
Yes.
When a squad range between, like, 8?
Squad's about 10 to 12 people.
That's what I say.
Platoons are about 40 to 60. Company is roughly about 200. A company is typically made up of four different platoons, sometimes 5 if you have an HQ platoon.
Now, again, let me make my point here. So, obviously, he does grab this guy. Hey, you're going the wrong fucking way. But again, anytime you see him, he's usually around like the same 30 to 50 to 60 to however fucking many people. On a day-to-day basis, the same motherfuckers day in, day the fuck out. I just want you guys to remember that.
I don't know.
There's nothing about this scene. Later on, after his fucking brother dies, who's his literal right-hand fucking man, sucks his dick when asked, is gone.
Yeah.
He never fucking asks, where the fuck is he?
Oh, well, that had to be put into a report somewhere.
Yeah, it's military. It was put into a report. There's no point in actually discussing
it. And most likely,
it
would have been Kai or
Kendrick.
Kai
probably delivers the report, because
yeah.
Kai is Mr.
They're the
fucking...
only two actually part of the military. Damon is an engineer.
True.
So one of those two probably...
Yeah, so there's
Kendrick's...
probably a report
I'm
somewhere
saying,
that we don't get to see.
There's other stuff as well that this dumb motherfucker is going to do
not,
being a dumbass. And
believe it or not,
I'm going to point it out.
I thought the same thing. When Mike disappears, he doesn't ask... And I thought to myself, well, Kai and Kendricks are in the military. They had to have maybe did something to, you know.
Kai does a report. There's no doubt in my mind. Kai has to have done a report.
No one gets left behind.
Kai feels like shit, by the way, when
yeah.
he does have
when
to.
He has
right.
a flashback, remembers that.
Oh, yeah. So,
I think
live explosives.
Yeah.
To be fair, it only took like...
We're using live rounds, people.
No.
To be fair, it only took like
live explosives.
Oh. Now we're on the set of Starship Troopers
yeah,
25.
We have to mention the fact that they repurposed an awful lot of Starship Troopers gear, costumes, and set pieces.
Like,
but why couldn't
identical.
We get the unisex shower? Oh, wait, right, kid show. Damn it.
Yeah. Yes, they are very Starship Troopers.
But the thing is, all you do is just see them running back and forth.
Right.
Some explosions.
I don't know what
training
this
exercise.
I don't know what this exercise is.
Yeah, what's their objective?
This exercise is let's do a lot of running while there's explosions.
I don't know what this is.
But Kai and Kendrick are fucking like with a group of people, which Leo just happens to be with because he was on the same transport.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Part of the plot.
And they're like, "All right, Kendrick, you stay here. The rest of us are going to go over there."
New guy.
I don't know.
Because it's safe here.
Yes, well, I don't know what's happening. My only guess...
This is one of the few things that they do... I mean, not one of the few things, but this is a big thing. They don't go into detail. They don't tell you what the objective is. They don't tell you
they
anything.
Don't.
Nope.
So the only thing I could come up with is that this exercise is while under fire being able to perform a proper perimeter.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's my guess is what they're trying to set up, and none of these people have are quite ready for it, because they're even told this is going
to
be live rounds and shit.
You want to know what other exercises could be? How do you react in a time of panic?
Well,
explosions
I don't
everywhere.
I don't
How
know.
Do you,
I don't tell one person to stay here while the rest of us go over there.
Yep.
That's
okay.
Number one. Number two, perimeter. You never just say,
I
you
know,
stay here.
I know a fucking perimeter. I don't need a lesson. I'm telling you, there's nothing else that makes sense here. Even if it doesn't make sense, what else are they doing? If their operational decision, which they've been trained to do by somebody, I don't fucking know who, some big motherfucker with a bigger dick than I have, said to those little dick motherfuckers, this is how you set things up. You tell a motherfucker to stay put, you go to the next zone, you tell a motherfucker to stay put, you go to the next zone, you tell a motherfucker to stay put. That is very, he wasn't just keeping her safe. That was something in the operation. They got to a point, he stopped and said, you stay.
And new guy.
He was setting down.
No, he didn't say new guy.
He was setting down a marker.
You stay here, the rest of us.
Yes.
You stay with her.
He was sitting down. He was setting down a single marker.
I heard something like that.
That's the only reason why Leo was next to Kendrick.
I just figured he stayed there.
He set down a marker. That's what he did, and then he moved on. So I don't know what the fuck this operation is, but that is a very trained situation.
And the only other thing that would make sense in this situation is, again, there's bombs going off and live fire. He still has the hots for her. He's like, you stay the fuck here where there's cover.
He did
so
pick
you're safe,
her. He did pick
so
her, but
fuck
that
off.
that was very an operational choice too.
Right.
It may have been also that he likes her and you pick the person you want to keep safe, and
right.
He didn't fucking know that he was setting her down right next to a fucking bomb.
Which, thank God for Leo.
Yeah.
Leo's like, oh shit! I'm not in the military, but that goes boom!
But that guy.
That's making a noise! Noises aren't good!
That guy also follows directions to a T, which means whatever he was doing was part of the operation.
We know that
by his character.
I kind of question the bomb design, because I got the image of it on here, and when I saw it, it's like, hey, isn't that one of those Walmart security tag things?
Except now when you steal shit, it's fucking serious.
Yeah. You won't steal again.
You won't steal
again. In space Earth.
Yeah.
You won't steal again.
Don't let me catch you stealing in my Walmart again, Virginia. Because your arm will be off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in this situation, thank God that Leo was paying attention, because she was like...
She was just like, I'm going to chill.
She was looking at the mountain of dirt that they went over.
Luckily, Leo was like, because Leo knows he doesn't belong there, and he's like, I'm going to...
Which means he's edgy. He's edgy as fuck. But see, that's another reason that I know that this is fucking trained. When she was told to stay, she just stayed, and she didn't have any guard or any principle about it, because they've ran this drill before, whatever it is. Ooh. She just sat there. He was the one that was like, there's fucking explosions and shit! And then he looked over and he was like, that shit blows up and we're right fucking next to it. He was worried.
To be here today.
She wasn't. She was told to stay put, and she did it.
When that explosion goes off and Kai's like...
Because Kai realizes immediately
that
he set his fucking person down in the wrong spot.
Bomb.
Yep, which means that he had that turn, because when the opening...
This is the first time in field with live ammunition and live explosions. Damn. It has to be, because while they've ran this with whatever fucking training happens in whatever they're doing, I don't know if it's fucking stun guns or paintballs or whatever the fuck is used in this future-y fucking setting. I don't fucking know. Laser tag.
Probably
I don't
still
fuck...
dummy rounds. But
right. I don't. Could be. I don't know. I have no clue what the fuck is going on.
They could have used the same thing that they did in the Halo universe, where it's paint rounds that stun you.
Could be, yeah, it could be something very much like that. But this
extreme
has been...
Extreme laser tag.
This
Go.
Is trained, this is trained
I mean,
and
we
normal.
We have that technology now.
Yeah, I know.
So when he put her down, this has been done so many times that she knew she was safe and he knew she was safe. Then a fucking bomb went off.
Behind him.
And he realized instantly he just fucked up hard.
And he was like, Kendrick! And he ran
He
back.
Thought he killed her.
He did.
Yeah, yeah.
Which does happen.
Yeah,
sadly, it does fucking happen.
Yes.
I mean, it's
It doesn't happen as often, but there are...
It's weird that when real bombs and real bullets go places, they, like, cause damage. It's weird.
Oh, yeah, I know. I have problems hearing for two reasons. One was a live flashbang going 3 feet feet from my head, and I had a bullet whiz past my ear during a live fire training exercise because the dumb shit was shooting my fucking targets while I was moving.
Well, that's partially the reason that Charles got discharged, the guy that trained me. That's why he got discharged, is a grenade went off right fucking next to him.
And he fucking lost hearing in his left or right ear.
Yep, he couldn't hear out of his left ear the rest of his life.
And that happens during these accidental mistakes in training.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. I fucked up.
I know he feels bad, and I know this is a serious moment. It's just the way he did it.
Yeah.
The panning. Okay, let's say I left Seth behind, and I hear an explosion. I'm not going to go like this. I'm going to go, oh, fuck, Seth!
Oh, it's the guy.
See,
I
this
like.
Is also another thing about live training. You could tell it's the first time they've been under this live training. when she started to get up.
They took off the helmet, splat!
I gotta wait.
Hey, you're the guy.
Yeah, but that's exactly what I'm getting at. Her ears were ringing. She took the fucking helmet off. She took the helmet off and stood up. Very good way to die.
Yep.
Immensely good way to fucking die.
It's a good way to catch a bullet with your head.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
Which is the perfect catcher's mitt, by the way.
It is.
Rule one.
Keep the helmet on.
Keep your fucking equipment on. Rule two. Don't make yourself more of a fucking target.
I feel
Rule
like...
three. Keep your fucking equipment on.
I feel like I've talked about
you
this.
To rule one.
I feel like I've argued.
List.
I feel like I've argued about Rangers opening up their fucking helmets before. I feel like this is not something stranger to our show.
Nope.
I've had these
not
problems.
It's
keep
like
your
leaving,
fucking helmet on.
It's kind of like I don't know, leaving the back door of the Megazord unlocked.
That's right. So
we might need to get out.
Now he is different. He is completely fucking untrained.
Yeah,
I have
he's
no
an
issue
idiot
with him taking his
in
shit
this situation.
Off.
Yeah.
Leo, it's fine because, like you said,
he's just a dude.
He has no clue what's going on.
Right,
it's fine. She, on the other hand, is
dumb
a military person, and I don't care if your main thing is you are a. Son.
You know that screenshot, Bill. Fucking.
There was a firefight!
So the fucking platoon leader skips over.
He's like, hey, are you okay? Hey, by the way.
Hey, you're that stowaway!
Another target. What's this motherfucker skipping? I got him.
Dead.
I got him. I'm shooting this skipping motherfucker.
So he comes over and sees what the fuck is going on and realizes his brother is there, which pisses him off to no fucking end.
But thankfully, before they
but
could actually
also,
get the blows...
Also, the guy who's more trained in the situation lifted his helmet, did not take it off.
Yep.
He's like, yeah, there are kind of bullets here.
And explosions here. Shrapnel's a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Mike may be a dick.
He's a smart dick.
Yeah.
He's got the most sense out of the four people standing. Why do you... Even Kai, you know better, man.
And
you
Kai is a fucking hard-ass rules. Oh, by the way, White... She is white, he is blue. Okay, well, it's pink, sorry. But maybe there is something to the idea of an undershirt in the uniforms.
It's also to hammer
I know what it
Ranger
is, but it also allows us to say that there's more to the uniforms than
like right
what
now,
we notice.
Like right now, we're breaking the rules. We got three black rangers, I'm a red ranger.
Bitch, I'm Powerline Ranger.
Is it gray?
Yeah.
And she's still running.
Okay, so he...
She's been running all episode. She's like, oh my god, I'm so tired.
By the way, this is the end of the first episode.
Mike tells his ass he's going the fuck back.
Yeah.
He's going the fuck back.
And she keeps running, and lasers fly.
Eye lasers!
Yeah, fucking eye lasers. I want those powers.
Portal.
Fucking
portal.
Mythical random portal.
Quasar sabers.
Yep.
Done. That's all I got.
Yep.
That's all it is. It's like, oh, yep. Hey.
The Quasar and that makes sense. The Quasar Sabers would do that. Like, wait a minute.
You'd be like, hey, shit's going down south.
I think those might be the chosen ones, guys.
If the Quasar Saber somehow knows what is a chosen thing or whatever, then
it will
probably
bring you together.
It probably extended out to protect her by bringing her to the other chosen people,
kinda
which
like
for some reason have come together, which probably forms some sort of disturbance in the morphing grid.
Unlike when a head in a jar kidnaps you from a
Leo,
juice bar.
Leo, use the morphing grid.
I don't
grid.
Care what anybody says. Those five teens were kidnapped.
Yes.
Against their will. It's like, what's going on? I feel weird. Whoa, oh, shit.
Those were.
Hey.
Everybody else was just kind of yeah. trapped
hey,
in
look,
the basement and pulled out at random.
Hey, look, we got a chicken by our feet.
Yeah, I like how
I
she
like
rolls
how
down
like,
the hill and they look at her like, what
no,
the
I like
fuck?
How they're like arguing, like, you need to go. I want to stay, Mike.
What the fuck?
There's a chick, dude. Ooh, she's hot.
That's a random chick
and
here.
And we finally got bugs for our Starship Troopers set.
Yep.
Yep.
There you go. It's all coming full circle.
Make an epic angry fist and fail.
These guys are bad.
I had a legitimate problem with this part and every part in which they met up with these bug things.
What?
Why do you even have guns?
Oh. Yeah.
Why do you
yeah.
even have
they
guns?
They walked up and punched them.
Fuck your
I would have been like, bang!
Mike literally is like this.
Look, mm-hmm. I come from Earth. Putty's
Welcome
monsters,
to Earth.
Putty's monsters, cogs, fucking invasion forces, they're not rare to me. Those are monsters. Pew, 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 pew. I'm sorry, I don't even ask questions. Monsters. Yep. Pew, 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 pew.
It's, oh, actually, wait, it's not Welcome to Earth. It's Welcome to the Moon.
They're fucking monsters. I'm shooting them. They're monsters.
Blah, 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 blah.
I'm shooting them.
Welcome to the moon.
Fuck instead, your God, instead they all I'm run up Earth. Like, fuck it, it's kung fu time.
But when they finally realize they're fighting and they're like, I have a gun.
Oh man, we're getting
oh,
our
man,
asses
I
kicked.
Missed.
Oh shit.
They shot like twice, missed both of them. The bugs said, were like, we're getting
it.
The fuck out of here.
Yeah. Yep. The they bugs seen, literally flipped the bird and flew off.
Yeah, because all of a sudden
fuck
they like
gun.
They like had weapons that the bugs seemed to realize instantly we could get shot and die. So they left.
They're like, wait a minute, these guys could actually do something.
Because...
GTFO?
Yeah.
GTFO.
Got it.
Ah! Oh, now he takes off the helmet to use it.
That's
well,
because...
See, but utilizing it as a weapon
yeah.
in close-range
yes.
combat when you have nothing...
You have yes. nothing, because yeah. you're... You
that
forgot
is
you
a
had
heavy
a gun?
Kevlar helmet. By the way, that's about, oh, I don't know, 15, 20 pounds?
Yep, by the way.
Of solid Kevlar.
That's
your,
fun.
Your hardcore, smart
and that's
military
what I
man
wore.
Uses...
Those are a lot different. And probably built more along the lines of, I don't know,
when
some
that,
lightweight, extremely durable titanium or some shit
right.
that you could bludgeon someone to death
pew,
with.
Pew, pew,
that
pew,
man
pew.
Lost his weapon and was like, what can I use to get book? Fuck you.
I'm
going to
squish
you.
It.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh, we got guns. Screw you guys, we're going home.
So now the bugs are like, well, we just saw those laser blasts. Those are things that can, like, hurt us. We're out.
Yep.
Portal time.
Fucking fly away.
My name's Maya. I'm from the planet Miranoi.
This argument that
Miranoi
takes place right here.
And this is why Bill said that Kendrick is probably from KO-35. It's because she was literally like, oh, fuck, I'm going.
Yeah.
But Leo first said he was going to go help. But no.
Mike's
no.
like,
okay.
Bitch, you're going back to the damn
automatic
Here's
ship.
The thing. Here's the thing. Because we're going to disagree here because, Scott, you look at the world very differently than I do. Leo needs to go the fuck home. Leo needs to go the fuck home. I'm sorry. I know you disagree. I know before I even say it. He is not trained to handle this situation. He is a liability and he is a danger to the rest of the fucking team. I don't know him. I know he's untrained, he takes his helmet off, he doesn't know the operations of the gun, he's not a part of the platoon, he hasn't trained with anybody, he's fucking dangerous, he goes the fuck home.
And as of right now, he's a criminal.
And he's a criminal,
yep.
and a stowaway. Even if he's my brother, he Mike, goes the fuck
Mike
home.
Mike knows that Leo's not ready. Mike knows this because that's my brother.
And Mike probably knows if he would have allowed him to get training... This wouldn't have been an issue.
No, because Mike doesn't want to watch his brother die.
And that's really what it comes down to. I don't want to see
Mike telling
die.
You Mike right. blocked him from joining Terra Venture. Mike purposely fucking blocked him. I know that. Now, Kendricks wants to go. Leo wants to go. Of course, the girl wants to go because that's her fucking home. She's going to go back to it no matter what its condition.
Kai's like, dude, fucking shit's going to leave soon.
Kai's indifferent.
Kai wants to go back.
He wants to go back because that is what he's ordered to do. By the
Mike zone. Assesses the situation and is willing to go, but Leo goes the fuck home. And I need somebody to take him the fuck home.
So Kai, you're taking
I'm
him the fuck home.
And Mike makes a leadership decision here that is self-beneficial. Here's why. Kai is right. We don't know what the fuck is over there. We have no fucking clue what the fuck is over there. We should not. First off, we're not fucking trained for this operation. We don't have the manpower. We don't know what the fuck is over there. We should report back, get men, come assess the situation. And then they decide they don't have time for that.
Because they don't know when that portal's going to close.
So Mike decides, you don't want to go. You take my brother back. Go ahead. You can leave. Why? Because you will file your report. You will be safe from any kind of court-martial because you follow the actual rules. You will take my brother back where he's supposed to be, and I will break rules right now, and I will go with these three, into the portal. Us three. Okay. You don't know who the fuck is over there. You don't. That's stupid. I'm sorry. Kai's right. You walk through the portal. You're three fucking guys. The planet that she is from, she just told you she's from another planet and is literally under attack right now by an invasion force. We just survived an invasion force.
Of four guys? Oh, you mean the actual big invasion?
Yeah, the actual invasion, yes.
We just survived an invasion
force.
Three
fucking bee putties?
So, like, if I know, if I know they're monsters and I know they're over there and I know that Earth just suffered the way it did, maybe they're literally under attack the same way. I'm fucking three guys with shitty guns.
The only person.
What am I gonna do?
In this little.
And technically you're three guys with two guns.
Three guys with two guns.
The only person that does not have to listen to Mike's orders is Maya. I'm not.
She can go the fuck back in
there.
No, technically Leo doesn't have to listen either. He ain't part of the military.
But
that's true.
But that's also Mike's brother,
and it makes it even more why I'm not going to listen to his ass.
But Mike,
fuck you. You're my older brother.
Okay, fine,
bitch.
So out of the two people that are not part of this little thing, it is Maya and Leo. Maya, that's
but
my
of
home.
Course,
if I'm
I were, the, if I were
back,
the older brother, oh yeah,
you
you're going back.
You can
butt
sit
of
there,
the gun, bam.
You can sit there and tell me,
sorry,
oh, I don't think
I love
you should
you.
Go back
go
there.
Fuck home.
And I'm going to look at you being like, I don't know who you are, but you're not my boss. I'm going home. She has every right to go back. It's her home. You are right. Mike and Kendrick should not go. Now, that's showing the intelligence of the Blue Ranger. At the same time, any colored ranger with a little common sense.
With a little common sense.
I could be a Green Ranger and be like, my characteristics is not intelligence.
I get the idea that this show is heroes. But like, when heroes act dumb, like, I don't know, the fucking idiot from Final Fantasy 13... Heroes don't need plans. Oh, yeah, that worked out real well for you when the bridge exploded and you killed everybody. Yeah, that's good thing, yeah.
If you had a plan,
maybe
that
if you
might
had a
not
fucking
have
plan,
happened.
Stupid-ass fuck.
Hey, you stop.
Look, let's...
And continue to make fun
let's,
of fucking snow.
Let's keep...
The snow sucks.
Yeah, but let's keep this shit in universe. So, up to this point... Who is the worst Blue Ranger? Rocky? We're all in agreement, Rocky? Okay.
Yeah, probably.
Even he would have two brain cells, just two, that he could rub together and go, yeah, that's a bad fucking idea.
Okay.
He can do it.
I'm going to agree with you with Rocky, but a close second, I am honestly going to put Justin. I know he's a smart kid.
Still a kid.
And
kid has
dumb
this,
kid.
Kid has a problem.
Kids is dumb. I'm putting Justin as the worst. I think Rocky is smarter because what's Rocky?
Rocky has two brain cells.
He's an adult.
Justin has one that hasn't divided into the second one yet.
I don't give a fuck if the
nope, one... I'm going.
I don't give a
fuck. Yeah, how shitty do you gotta be at escorting somebody when they literally just go, yeah, fake out, bitch.
Well, first off, I believe, if I remember this correctly, if I'm transporting you, let's go. Keeping you my hand on you at all times.
Actually, I've got a gun. I'm taking your gun.
I was gonna say, why didn't they take Leo's
gun?
First
off, it's, alright. So we're gonna go back, and your ass is going back to Earth. Give me that gun. Now walk
in
front of me, because I got two guns on your ass.
Mm-hmm.
But instead...
If you don't, I will shoot you.
And I don't know what they carry on their person, but they could have a type of restraining thing, too.
Oh, no! So easily was able to escape my weak grasp.
My weak side hug.
Bye, bitch.
Now,
and mind you, he's also wearing fucking gear.
I'm gonna tell you something.
Yeah, you just grab right all
no,
the fucking vest.
There could also be a little bit of a conniving thing going on here. Kendrix seems to like him, and I seem to like Kendrix, and this guy's every bit the douche that I don't want in my way because I'm never going to get Kendrix. And then he breaks away from me and runs for the portal, which I obviously know is a stupid idea. And I'm like, bye.
Fuck it.
Like, but Kendrick's is over there.
I know. But, which is the reason he goes there.
But a part of his mindset is like, that dude turns and starts running. He's like, oh, no. Stop.
No, stop.
No, please. No, stop.
No.
Come back.
Oh, no way. Stop. Please. No.
No, don't. Come back. I need you to come back.
And now we can continue on in episode 2.
I think
because
that's where it ends.
Actually, I have to go.
Yeah, I think we're going to stop here and we're going to jump into episode 2 after. Because, I think we've already got, looks like, an hour and 44 minutes. So,
woo!
Yeah, we're going to stop. That's our show for right now. We will do episode 2.
Next time.
Next time.
At some other point.
Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.